As Russia struggles to recover from the economic turmoil of the last decade, its government is trying to revive the ailing aircraft industry. The country is producing a mere fraction of the planes and helicopters it turned out in the Soviet era. The collapse of the Soviet military-industrial complex also meant a decline in the number of students going into aviation engineering. NPR's Martha Wexler reports on Russia's uphill battle to restore an industry that was once a source of national pride.
Last month's Moscow Air Show provided spectacular family entertainment for the hundreds of thousands of Russians who turned out. Squadrons of MiGs roared in over the Zhukovsky airfield. A bilingual announcer competed with the thunder overhead to tout the jet's amazing speed and maneuverability.
Mikoyan 21, light, multi-purpose, all-weather, strong fighter.
Lyubov Konstantinovna came to picnic with friends.
We're so proud of the pilots. Of course, it makes an incredible impression. You almost want to cry. You feel it in your heart. The guys are just great.
But this air show was supposed to be more than feel-good, patriotic PR. On the opening day, President Vladimir Putin summed up what was at stake.
Трудности последних лет в экономике.
Putin admitted that the economic upheaval of the past decade had hit the aircraft industry hard. He added that in order for Russian aviation to survive, it will have to collaborate with foreign firms. Companies from more than 30 nations did come to the air show, and a few deals did emerge. Engine maker Pratt & Whitney and the French company Snecma signed agreements with Russian manufacturers. The Egyptians agreed to buy a small number of Tupolev passenger planes. Boeing firmed up plans to work with two Russian firms to produce a new regional passenger jet. But this will hardly pull Russian aviation out of its slump. Yuri Ryzhov, a former rector of the prestigious Moscow Aviation Institute, gives the grim statistics.
If you only produce 100 or even 200 planes a year, then the industry will gradually come to a halt.
Ryzhov estimates that last year Russia produced fewer than 100 planes and helicopters. A decade ago, when the Soviet economy was highly militarized, the aircraft industry churned out 3,000. But the Moscow Aviation Institute, the brain center of Russian aviation engineering, has few of the powerful computers needed for complex design projects. It's cash-strapped, and the oversized buildings on the Stalin-era campus are crumbling. Understandably, fewer top-notch students are applying. Russian aircraft firms pay engineers just a few hundred dollars a month, so interest in the profession has declined. Alyosha Sosedko finds many of his classmates at the Moscow Aviation Institute disappointing.
Unfortunately, we're getting a lot of students who pay tuition now. The institute is forced to take them on. Before, applicants knew something about everything, so you could start teaching them right away. Now what they've learned is just something they've crammed. They don't know how to think.
The Institute's deputy rector, Alexander Kalyopin, acknowledges that many high school graduates need remedial math and physics to pass the entrance exam. But he insists the Moscow Aviation Institute still trains highly qualified professionals. Students spend hours drawing blueprints by hand. They work in a laboratory hangar dissecting parts from modern-day MiGs, vintage crop dusters, and World War II fighter planes.
Yes, of course. The Russian aviation industry isn't what it once was under socialism, but we give a good, solid technical education for those who want to receive it.
The Boeing company apparently agrees that Russia can still turn out qualified engineers. A Boeing design center in Moscow employs 350 of them, on loan from Russian firms, and has plans to hire more. Vernon Steele, one of the American managers, manned the Boeing booth at the Moscow Air Show. He listed the strengths of Russian engineers.
Our highly educated workforce, you know, and they probably have more doctorates in mathematics. They're real good in stress analysis and computational fluid dynamics and things like that.
Back at the design center in Moscow, Steele shows off cubicles where Russian engineers use the same computer program as Boeing design engineers in Seattle. They're making improvements in existing Boeing aircraft. One of the youthful engineers here, Pavel Stepanov, is on loan from Ilyushin, a major producer of warplanes in the Soviet era. Stepanov appreciates the higher pay, spotless, comfortable interior, and the abundance of computers that Boeing offers. But he's bothered a bit about working for foreigners and hopes his labor will ultimately help Russia's aviation industry. There is definitely potential. Russia is like the proverbial phoenix rising from the ashes, Stepanov says. The question is whether the process will be more or less painful. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.